From WNCW, it's time now for this week's Friday Feature Interview of the Week. I'm your host, Paul Foster. Our topic this week, the North Carolina Dance Festival. They recently announced featured artists and performance dates for the festival's 29th season, kicking off in the month of October. That includes Western North Carolina and an appearance in Asheville. To talk with us about this event is someone that helps put it on, the executive director of Dance Project located in Greensboro, Ann Morris. Welcome.
Hi there.
So each year, the North Carolina Dance Festival is a program that's coordinated in Greensboro by your group, Dance Project. Take us from there.
Sure. The Dance Project, we are based in Greensboro. We're a nonprofit here, and we do a number of things, a number of programs. We have a studio here in Greensboro. We also coordinate the North Carolina Dance Festival. As you said, a festival that's going into its 29th season this year, and it has evolved over those years to be one of the main events for modern and contemporary choreographers in North Carolina to present their work and to share it statewide. A touring festival. Each year we choose a handful of choreographers and take their work to locations across North Carolina. We have an adjudicated process so that every year we have a different collection of artists. These are professional modern and contemporary choreographers. But even within that dance form, there's a big variety in how they are expressing themselves and the ways that they're creating work. So it's really kind of a showcase of some of the most talented choreographers North Carolina has to offer. Then we're able to bring that artwork to audiences in lots of parts of the state and to bring artists, for instance, to Asheville, who don't live there and might not otherwise have an opportunity to perform there.
You mentioned Asheville, and we want to go ahead and tell the audience now where the performances will take place, and we will repeat this information again towards the conclusion of our broadcast. The dates will be October 4th and 5th.
So we'll be performing at the BB Theater on Commerce Street in Asheville. This is a really intimate little space that is owned by the Asheville Contemporary Dance Theater. We've been performing there the last couple of years and love that sort of close-knit community and the intimate space of that theater. This year, we're also holding some other programming at the expanded Diana Wortham Theater, the Wortham Center for Performing Arts. We will have a class for some of the Asheville dance students, public school dance students on Friday morning, October 4th. And then on Saturday, October 5th, we will have a community masterclass with Jerry Houlihan. She's one of the choreographers presenting work this weekend. She's a master teacher. She has been associated with the American Dance Festival in Durham, North Carolina for many, many years. Also taught at Florida State University in the dance department, but just a master teacher. And this is a really special opportunity for the Asheville community to get to take a class with her. Open level community class. It's designed for really anyone who would like to explore dance for the first time, but also people who have lots of dance experience. It's designed to be really flexible in that way.
One of the things you've already mentioned is that you folks will partner with community groups when you come to a certain city or town, Buncombe County Schools, that is dance students having an opportunity, theater, if it be actors on a stage, dancing and choreography of dancing. It's a rare opportunity for a lot of these young people to see this for the first time, isn't it?
It is. And we find when we do programs like this that for some of these students, it may be the first time they've ever been to a theater and seen live performance, or in this case, taken a class with a professional choreographer and gotten to really ask questions and find out more about what it's like to commit to that as a career choice. So we find that it can be a really inspiring opportunity for artists, for students, and for the artists actually, to get to work with like the next generation of performers and choreographers. Or even if these students are not planning a professional career, it enriches their experience as a future art lover and audience member. We really like to provide opportunities for these students to work very closely with the artist. I think that personal connection that's able to be created in those moments is really important. And I also think it's important that these choreographers that they're getting to work with are choreographers that are active in this state. So not every dancer is going to move to New York or LA. Plenty of choreographers stay right here in North Carolina. These young students are getting an opportunity to kind of explore what that possibility is like. So we find that the Dance Festival is one way that we are working towards that.
You're listening to information about the North Carolina Dance Festival coming to Asheville on WNCW's More to the Story. Let's talk about a few of the performers that hit the road that go on the tour of the North Carolina Dance Festival. I know so many of them were born here in the U.S. There was one individual that's originally from Russia. There's someone who took dance training at Duke University and very well-known names.
That's one of the things I love about this is that all these choreographers are coming from so many different backgrounds, so many different places, and they bring those experiences with them into their choreography. And it makes all of these pieces really unique, really special. We do have several artists who are either originally from North Carolina or spent a lot of their growing up time here. We have others that have extensive experience outside of North Carolina as well. And we have Vania Claiborne, who is based out of Burlington and Greensboro. Studio C Project, which is choreographed by Kristen Klotfelter and James Klotfelter out of Durham. Matthew Rock, based in Southern Pines. Alyona Amato is the choreographer you mentioned who grew up in Russia. She's been based in Wilmington for many years now. We're also featuring a company local to Asheville, Stuart Owen Dance. Vanessa Owen and Gavin Stewart, they're a duet.
We've had an opportunity on this very program to talk to representatives with the North Carolina Arts Council. The reason I bring them up is outside of individual donors across the state, I know that the North Carolina Dance Festival has a great collaboration and support from the Arts Council, do they not?
We do get a lot of support from the North Carolina Arts Council. We get a lot from our Greensboro Arts Council because that's where we're based. And we get a lot of support in sort of audience development from local arts councils like Asheville and Durham. Such important organizations.
The North Carolina Dance Festival coming to Asheville, a wonderful and rare opportunity, October 4th and 5th at the BB Theater. Part of that, of course, is Dance Project out of Greensboro and our guest today, Executive Director Ann Morris. Ann, if someone wanted to learn more, how could they get in touch with you folks?
The Dance Project website is danceproject.org, and you'll find there more information about the festival, our performances, both in Asheville and our other ones in Durham and Greensboro.
We'll certainly look forward to the North Carolina Dance Festival coming to Western North Carolina in just a matter of a couple of weeks. Ann Morris, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
The Friday feature from WNCW is also available as a podcast on our website, wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster.